Mr. President, dear distinguished delegates, it is of immensely value to have the eyes and the critical and constructive thoughts of so many fellow nations on how we work in Denmark. And I would like to sincerely thank every delegation in the room for the time and the effort that you have invested in providing useful and thoughtful comments, questions, and recommendations to us today. All your recommendations deserve our careful considerations and time to discuss within the government of Denmark, as well as consultants with Greenland, the Faroe Islands, local authority, and civil society. We have therefore decided to give ourselves until the June session of the Council before we respond to the recommendations received. Following our internal consultation, we will, over the summer, set in motion a plan for implementing the recommendations in close cooperation with all national stakeholders. We will in due time submit a mid-term report accounting for the progress made. Looking ahead, I do, however, see a few areas where we need to work extra hard to make sure that human rights are enjoyed by all. Some of these has also been pointed out by many of you today. One big task lies before us in the area of integration. For us to maintain our welfare society and to ensure societal cohesion, we must ensure that newcomers to the Danish society are fully integrated, that they work and contribute to the Danish society, and that they enjoy the possibilities and fulfill the duties that our society provides and requires. We need to do better in this field. Imbalances need to be addressed. They break down societal cohesion, foster the feeling of being excluded, and create the fertile ground for radicalization, hate crimes, and discrimination. This virtuous circle needs to be broken, and it will be a priority for my government to do so. A second challenge is how to respond to the global refugee crisis. As I mentioned in my opening remarks, the global crisis needs a truly international response and international cooperation. And in Europe, it needs a stronger European response. But in each country also needs to focus on the domestic consequences of the crisis. How we do in Denmark in the current situation to find a balance between, on one hand, protecting the right of refugees to asylum and protection, while on the other hand, protecting our welfare society and its benefits and our societal cohesion. Societal cohesion is not only important to any country's stability, development and world functioning. It's also a precondition for implementing many international obligations. And without societal cohesion, we will not be able to assist newcomers in effectively integrating into the Danish society. A third challenge is less obviously. We cannot take human rights for granted. For me personally, it was a wake-up call for the importance of human rights. The wake-up call came with the Iron Curtain that divided Europe between Europeans who were free and those who were not. That was what made human rights so personal and relevant to my generation in Europe. The younger generation of Europeans has not experienced this, and they do not remember the excitement we went through and the boost of hope we experienced when the Berlin Wall fell in 1989. How do we ensure that human rights stay relevant for new generations and address the challenges they and our society face today? How do we ensure that human rights are not taken for granted in the future and downplayed and forgotten? Things are often easier understood when in contrast, free or unfree, individuals' opportunity or no opportunities. I believe that the refugee crisis in Europe, as sad as it is, may actually contribute to the younger generation's engagement into a human rights debate. My government and I will stay diligent in the constant work to promote and protect human rights. We want to actively contribute to improving the rights of people around the world. Therefore, one of my first decisions in office was to announce that Denmark will be a candidate for the UN Human Rights Council for the period of 2019 to 2021. I will be back in Geneva by the end of next month for the opening of the 31st Council session, where I will formally launch our candidature. I hope you will receive it well and constructively, as many as my delegation and I has received it here this morning. I'd like to thank you for all the positive words that were about the work that has been done in Denmark since the first universal periodic review. This is regarding the LGBT rights, the work on domestic violence, and the children's right, as well as the work on sexual equality. Also, the kind words we have received about our leadership in the Convention Against Torture initiative. Denmark will continue to live up to all international obligations, including the obligations to asylum seekers and to the fundamental freedom, including the freedom of religion and the freedom of speech. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, it now only remains for me to give my most sincere thanks to you, Mr. President, to your team, to the members of the Troika, and to the Secretary of the OHCHR. Your assistance and guidance has been highly valued, and we have been very grateful for being in such competent hands throughout the process. Let me also thank all the distinguished delegates once again for your views, your questions, and your recommendations expressed here today. I particularly appreciate that the many constructive recommendations which were specific, concrete, and measurable in nature. It has been an important debate because the issues touched upon are some of the core concerns and dilemma that we all face and work on. Denmark will always be ready to engage in further dialogue on these issues, also in our bilateral relations. I look forward to seeing you all again in next month. Thank you.